Set as a Yalgut say Ilu Hoya Bene Yisrael Omrim Hashem Melech Li Oilam Vaed Ein Uma Veloshen Sholtim Aleyem. If Klaisol Shas Kriya Samsov, they would have said Hashem Melech, there would have been total Bira Ra. Ein Uma Veloshen, that means every Koyach, means, when it means Uma Veloshen, means that there's a Kitrug. And they tuned in, they're Makatik on that, and then they call, they have destiny in this Koyach. But if Klaisa would have said Hashem Melech, there would have been Tachlis Hashlemis, there would have been no Koyach of Nakabi Shalit on them, simply because they reached the highest level, Hashem Melech. But they didn't. They said Hashem Yimlech Li'olam Vod. So Eretz Yisrael from Fashtein, what's the difference between Hashem Melech and Hashem Yimlech? Yimlech is the future, Hashem Melech is now. What's the Nafka Mina that if they would have said Hashem Melech, they would have had this Matana? If they didn't say it, they don't have to. We have to go through the Golas. Also, Lamaisa, the Gilui, that was by Kriyas Yamsuf, Shivcha Layam Ashroi, Loiro Yechesko Bambuzi, was the Gres Tegilui that was Shaykh, was Noirois Tegilui. Is if they had such a Gilui, so why didn't they scream right then, Hashem Melech? What held back the Hashem Melech? And they only could say at the end, Lo Asad Lovi, Hashem Yimlech. What's the get out for him? Also, the Achronim read in Arum, the Bali Musa, they came to the Hakor of Zeh, Keli Vanveu, that's Amunu B'chush. They pointed their finger at most, what could a person do? He sees a sign, like the Ramban says, a Nes, is a sign, Hashem was here, you go on the parkway, John was here, it's a sign. Nes is a flag, Vaynez, Hashem was here, Hashem. But this is much more, they said Zeh, they saw it. Afilu Uber Meima. It was such a gilui noira, so why taka didn't they come to say Hashem Melech? They had this gil, one shayla. Another shayla, shteit hazei. We say in the Haggadah, machloik is the mocha, the Arizal is the one that put it into the Haggadah, and the Rishonim don't have it. Ve'er alayach ve'erech mitzvei seses, what happened before that? Va'atayim ve'erya. Yev shaluk, everything was ready, tzmeach tzmach, everything, shadayim lechoinu. Everything is vosfel, atam eyev ve'eyev. You're missing his chus. Oh, so Klaisel's missing his chus, we can have Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oh, so the Yevish Adim, so it says, the Maichai, the Pesach, the Amila. So there was what was a kitruk against Klaisel? Eyev ve'eyev, you don't have no chus. Oh, so we're giving in to give you a chus. That was the kitruk right before Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Pesach, the Amila, saved it. But Kriyas Yamsa, there was a different kitruk. Halol oyev da'avadizara, halol oyev da'avadizara. So why by Yitzis, the same problems all over? Why didn't, if there's a problem, you need a schus, we need a schus for Kriyas Yamsuf. If there's a problem, halal oiv, what is halal oiv, that's hold by Yitzis Mitzrayim. Why, punk by Yitzis Mitzrayim, we had one problem. By Kriyas Yamsuf, we had a different problem. Here we had a problem, at Eyim ve'ei, you have no schus, you have no mitzvah. And by Kriyas Yamsuf, you have a different kitab. What's the halal oiv, what's halal, what's the gather? What are the two different problems that Klai Yisrael had to overcome to get the matana? Also, Shaila, if the Eibush already is making Kriyas, he's making Yitzias Mitzrayim, he can't stop in the middle. Kriyas, Yitzias Mitzrayim, whatever it takes us to go till we get to Har Sinai, to go to Eretz Yisrael. It was a trip. Starts Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're going to, on the way, okay, we have a problem, we have to go through Kriyas Yamsa, there's a trip. So if he's taking us, Tavlanus Hakim and Sa'or Azad, we took us out of Mitzrayim, you can't stop in the middle. Oh, a new kid and walk up. Hello, loiv da avodah zara. What was that chadash though? Why did the trip all of a sudden stop? There was an ikuv, and there was a risk of problem. What's the get of that? Also, another shal Rashi brings and the Midrashim bring. B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, every single yid saw every guy that bothered him. Ah, you did this to me. Ha ha ha! It's katnus. We would enjoy that. We're talking about the Dordea, the Dord that was Zoych of Anane Kovid, the highest level Shaykh Nevraim, Pekin Abelazah says, was the highest level of class ever reached, was that Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Kriyas Yamsuf, each one they say, oh, you were the one Mitzrayim me, oh, ha, you ha. Every single year, so whatever, goy that bothered him and anything, and they forstater. Also, why did all the Yamim in the ganze Welt crack into 12 parts? What does that have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? Vayischoyz is a chedek of Kriyas Yamsuf. that all over the whole Bria Kula, all the waters in the ganze Welt had geschmalt, Nazefa Chalokim. Also the Shaila is, this everybody speaks about it, why is the Adin Kilo Ata Yotzim Mitzrayim? Yes, you. Matzazu, you see this? It's like a play. Like you said before, what do we, when a Kleisel doesn't make plays, there's a chiv in our Torah, the Alta says, Veveis, Vifli Yidin, Amakayim, this mitzvah, of Liroys, Laharis, that's why you have to feel it. And the Chazal tells, do this and do that, and the Lefiko, Chaseba, and then Matzazu, Murazu, Pesach, don't touch, because otherwise it's Kach Machutz. It's like so alive. Let's forget that one. Poof, by this mitzvah, it's going up, as a, you know, call it play, but this gishtel, what's the get out for him? So to understand this, you have to understand that Dover Neuro, Neuro of Nifla, that's gebench, sein unsere Ovisak Deutschland, that they were solche, that not only they had a soga, but they had children at Zoif Kaladoris, that were Magala to us the Matzvunas, and gave us the paths to think through what these Moedic Matonis are, these Moedic Matonis. You know what a moed is? What's a vad? A vad means people get together. Vad is vadus. You get together. Moed is you get together with the Shechina. It's these different moedim, these different get-togethers with different geluyim. We would never know what it's all about. But our unser Rebbes gave us the Messiah what these moments were from Kriyas Yamsuf and Tzias Mitzrayim versus Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkis, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Purim, all these different Moedim, Dreis and Rabbanan that was mitref them in another Shlav was it together for. So I'm it ko. It state in the Pasuk, or Galti Eschem, it says with Galti, it state in the Sepunah, Rabbein Abachaya, both doing Galti Eschem refers to Kriyas Yamsuf. So Chno Levoy, Gula is in Kriyas Yamsuf, Gula is in, we got out of Yitzis Mitzrayim, what's Gula? So Rabbeinu Bachai says that regesh, he brings it down to us. He says, let's see somebody suffering, inevitable suffering. And the Odin's chasing him. Okay, you got him out. Okay. But he's still worried the Odin still can get him. So the only way when there's an actual total gula when he sees the Odin died. So he says, those who stay in Pasuk, Galdi Eschem, stay in Pasuk, Zoyne Tuya, what's Zoyne Tuya? That you're going to see that the Odin died. Once you see him, see him die, now you're gula. That's how Rabbeinu Bachai learns. That's how the Sepuna learns. This is Geula. Geula was not Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was a Yetzia. Geula, you call Geulim, is only after Kriyas Yamsuf when you saw the other side. The Goyin, he says it on the Pasuk, Atech Elois Laharis Es Avdecha Es Godlecha Ves Yodcha Chazoka Es Godlecha Zu Kriyas Yamsuf Ves Yodcha Chazoka Zu Yetzias Mitzrayim. As they learned in the Pasuk of Eschanan. In fact, the Goyin, why does it say Kriyas Yamsuf first? Yetzias Mitzrayim happened first. Why is Kriyas Yamsuf first? So that Yitzias Mitzrayim is Tofel to Kriyas Yamsuf. So Chmuro is the great. And the ganze Sibli is Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. Kum to Goyin, he touches this Pasuk. Nein, Kriyas Yamsuf is the Ike. Kriyas Yamsuf is the Ike and Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Tofel. Therefore, the Nusach of the Loshen, the Pasuk is Es Godlecha Ves Yodcha Chazok, Es Godlecha Zu Kriyas Yamsuf, Es Yodcha Zok is Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's the get out for? And tak, you see the Anshik Nesak Doilu in the Nusach HaTfilah, Shirach HaDosha, Shivchu Geulim. Asvas Hayom. When do we have Hashem Geulim? Asvas Hayom. What's the get out for him? Different thing you see in Noira that happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. Most people don't notice it. But we say it in Davening. The Anshik Nesek Doyle made the Nusach. There's a more to come up with. Hamavi Bonov Ben Gizri Yamsuf Esen Fem Esen Eim Esen Eim Esen Tiba Vro Vonov Gvurosoy Shabu Lashmoy Umachosoy Berosin Kibalein Vashteta. There's this kashus that the Yevisha deals with the Velt. There's a Lekei Oilom. Clovius. There's Elekai Yisroel, Proteus. There's Elekai, Mainz. Anuch Hashem Elekecho, Dainz. Yochid, every Yochid. There's different Iskashas in the Vliya. There's one Iskashas that the Yebzi has with us, it's called Avinu Malkeinu. When did Avinu Malkeinu start? Atati, you know what it means, Atati? At the Yebzi is under Atati, we don't even take advantage of it. Even now with Narsal level. As Mom Natato. Unatati vil, unamelech ken. Malkeinu, when did we get that? We got that by Kriyas Yamsuf. Hamavi Bonov. Bonov means Tate, Ovinu. Beneinu. Bonov. Da steht weiter. Und Malchusoi? Melech. So Ovinu Malkeinu we got with Kriyas Yamsuf. Is what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf that we got this Naroi Sigmatone and we got this such a thing that as you see sometimes go bottle to Kriyas Yamsuf. What is Kriyas Yamsuf? Now, if you're living in the times, living with the Zmanim, which we all have to do, is now a little bit before Kriyas Yamsov. He can't sleep. He can't sleep as Shvi'is al Pesach. Can't sleep. Kriyas Yamsov happened that time, the second time. You better be there. You got a leather duch. You can't go snore away your pillow. If you live with the time, this is the Heilige Sfarim says is later between the Yitzhiyah and the Geula. I'm not going into that thing. It's way beyond us. Oh, but what happened by us that we were zeich for such giluyim noirayim by Kriyas Yamsov? What's the get at for? The fact is the matan of Avinu Malkeinu is azay. Is one pasuk that just schneids through everything and gives you the blick. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, matitzek elai dabei al bnei Yisrael v'Yisrael. What steht da? Steht da Yisod godel v'noid of noira. Now it's going to sound a little high, but then we'll bring it down. You'll see how real it is. It's so real that it's frightful. And you'll see what happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. You know what Yahweh was supposed to be by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Akopon in the Meshach of Pesach, until the Shem Geulim, and what you have to do on Shvi Shal Pesach and Achash Shal Pesach, because we need 2 days for the Eitzis Sol that we could do in 1 day. We have 2 days Yontif. That's Stam, because everything checks in. We need two, so what you could do the last 2 days, and for what you have to do tomorrow to prepare, ready to get this Gilui of Kriyas Yamsov. But we'll go slowly. There's 2 ways the Eitzis is manic developed, Hermit Kop. There's Hanhogis HaMishpat, and Hanhogis HaYichud. Things like this. Mishpat means, you do good, it's good. You do bad, Chas V'Shalom Shlech. You do a little good, you get a little good. You do a little bad, you get a little bad. Everything is bad. No one gets away with anything. Whatever you do is going to be good. Then there's some things that the Eibusha does know. Has not to mishpat. Doesn't even stem with mishpat. There's no another. Hanogis ayichud. The Eibusha wants to show einoid muvadei. He wants to show Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's one Hashem. There's one Ratzon, and everything is going to stem. And a lot of times Hashem has to do things to bring this yichud to get into place, the nun zeshvach kick into place. It should move, that we should get closer to this yichud agomo. It has nothing to do with mishpat. I want to tell you one personal negesh. Maybe now is not the time. I never recuperated from the tragedy of that mishpacha, sasam mishpacha. I can't by the seder when my kids and Yevshim on the bench, my kinder 9 o'clock, you should also have the gesundheit. And I realized I froze from pachan. Al tiftach peh, 7 to be missing from the table? Because they were makayim hilchas Shabbos with a burner? Where's that come from? So whatever Mr. Sassoon and Mrs. Sassoon did, that they had to have this chalois on them, I don't think they were the only ones that did it. Why it happened to them? It's vesnish. So the thing that pacifies me, that lets me at least go right to that, it wasn't mishpat, Hanogis Ayichud. That's what Ramchal says. There are times that things are going to happen to people, but Frat Ba'achris Ayomim, that it's not going to stem with Mishpat. And he says, don't lose yourself, you should know this Hanogis Ayichud. The Eibusha has, he's chugging along, schlepping with him, the whole Klai Yisrael has to get to a certain Musogim. And it's not going with the Mishpat, it's going to be taught, he's going to do it a different way, he's going to do it with Hanogis Ayichud. And explains there are different times in the Yiddish history where things, so many different things that the Nevi'im couldn't figure out. Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzadik V'Raloi, Tzadik, there were things that Moshe was against the wall. And the Ramchal explains that's on the Hogis HaYichud. Moshe showed with his question that it doesn't shim, and that it doesn't shim. It's not supposed to shim. Hanogis, now, what happened by Yitzis Mitzrayim? And what happened by Kriyas Yamsov? I realized the matana noira, what the Eibush gave us with Yitzias Mitzrayim is so noira, it's not shayach. And not only is it such a, the Leshem says, a moira gezach. The Leshem says, why was Bichi Pozen? There was such a gili of Yitzias Mitzrayim that the Eibush was giving so much, that if he would have given a little more, we would have lost Bichi forever. So it was Chipozen Shechini, he had to leave Ebes Amokam for that to be Bichi in the Meshach HaDoyis. Veret ben Kriyas Yamsov, that was, which we'll soon see is no volume. You'll see that Kriyas Yamsov was on Hogis HaMishpat. I mean, Yitzias Mitzrayim was on Hogis HaMishpat, and Kriyas Yamsov was on Hogis HaYichud. Let me explain what happened over there. Shteit Chazal, the Mechilta, Shteit HaZeh. אומר המעשי בחורש. הגיע שבועסו שנשמע הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם אבינו, שיגאל עזבונו ולא יהיו בהם מצווס, די אינם ביוד מצווס, שיססקו בהם, כדי שיגיעו לו, שנאמר, שדיים נכוינו, צריך, צריך צמח, צמח לי מבוגר, ותאים ואיה. לא עושה גונש. לא עושה למה הקדוש ברוך הוא שתי מצווס, דם פסח ודם מילה, שיססקו בהם, and once they did that, כדי שיגיעו לו, שנאמר, ועבר עלייך וערך נסססך בדמייך. תענוגס המשבות was by יציאס מצרים. You had to have a schus. If you don't have a schus, it can't go. Therefore, this schus was miyuchid, when the gay it, and August of Mishpon, he sees inside. So therefore, they had to have a mitzvah. You have to give them down Pesach, down Mila. I'm sure my soul, Hezba. Who came there, down Pesach, down Mila? There were people that had, they were over there, Avodah Zorah. They smelled the gebrot in the leather. And that's what they wanted. They put it on the kippah in the ears. So they said, no, you have to malzich. Oh, so they made the bris Mila, and then afterwards, Mila, down Pesach, and Savod, if I'm, oh, but let me say, it's a mitzvah. Even though they wanted to get brought in the lebe, not with gesundheit. Mitzvah they got it. But Kiyas Yamsuf is an hog is a yichud. It's a different shot to say. Rambosan told me, and it's sort of Ramchal, by Geula, it's a mevi girl of nei v'nei m'laman shmai bava. It's not the actual Geula, we can't do it. We have to need it. He's going to do it because a mevi girl of nei v'nei m'favos, l'man shmai bava. This anoga. It's called Anogat Sayyichud. But Kriyas Yamsuf was such a gilui noida. Kedei that Klai Yisrael should get out of this Lagamri, you needed Anogat Sayyichud. Now, a head-on collision to Anogat Sayyichud is Alolo Oivda Avadizah, Alolo Oivda Avadizah. What's Anogat Sayyichud? That's Ein Oid, there's nothing else but exists, but it's Ratzin. So that interfered, Alolo Oivda, that didn't let Anogat Sayyichud. That wasn't the problem, Yitzis Mitzrayim. Because that anog was not that problem. Now, you see some signs. Anog is a mishpat. You have a schus. We'll give you a schus. With Avay Dezora. But you have a schus. Now you can have it. But anog is a yichud. Can't be so with Avay Dezora. Because anog of the yichud is ein oid bulvadoi. You can't have a little Avay Dezora, a little Avay Dezora. That was this Yodcha Gdoyla. That anog that the Yavish gave us. Whatever reason why he waved it. But it's anog is a yichud. Anog is a gdaza. It's a movement. Moly the Koloshin and the Chazal. State Koloshin. The Mitzrayim is to Zivu, Yisrael Megoi Sitracha, and the Al-Yama is to Vicious Sitracha Mitchosayu. Means like this. There's a Hatzola, and then there's Kvisha. For Hatzola from Mitzrayim, Anogis HaMishpat, to be Koivish Mitzrayim, to destroy the Megami, We don't have enough schusa for that. Hanogas Yichud will take care of that. That was this matana that was given for us. The matana that was given to us, that even though it's a different Hanogas, Laman Shmoy Ba'ava, Geula. Geula is Kvisha, not Hatzola. Mitzrayim, there was a Hatzola. The Hatzola is Hanogas HaMishma. You need a schus, good, we'll give you. Do a schus, we'll give you. Oh, but when a person wants to be Koivish Tera, to be Hashem Geulim, that's an Ogus HaYichud. That Matana the Yevshah gave us. Mele b'Mitzrayim, this was that Kitru. That answers that Shaila. And by Kriyas Yamsuf, that was that Kitru. It was two different Kitrugim, but it gave to two different problems. He needed a Mishpat. Tanogus HaMishpat, you need a Mitzvah. We'll give you a Mitzvah, fine. He needs something else. Alolova is a clash. Alva became an Ogus HaYichud, will give it to you. Now, why did they say Hashem Melech? So there's another Yisod. State in the Heilige Sforum, Ramchal speaks about it openly, very shy. He was one that was Magalit, and so crystal clear. There's Toiv and there's Ra. Simple. Toiv and Ra. Now, how could you prove that the Toiv is the strongest? By giving the Ra the Koyach to do whatever it wants, and then the Toiv is going to be, let's say I want to show I'm the strongest in this room. So I have to let everybody fight with everybody, then whoever's the strongest, then I have to beat them up. Or what's the Raya? If I beat up Pazansky, what's the Raya? I could beat up everybody else. Maybe he took Juro lessons. He could beat me up. The Tetzis have to wait for everybody to fight with each other. There should be one koyach, and then I should be koyvish that koyach. So the Eibush lets Bafrab Achzayom total shlit of Ra, and Zog Ramchal, this is going to be Anhogis HaYichud. Things doesn't stem. But Avoznos Levaya, such a tragedy to happen. It's not even the Liblecha Mensch. The Mensch never shed, no Yilidish Aratayna to him in anything. Zayn Korov as a tragedy. As a misa meshulif and skila, of velicha mention,
people, Yireim Ushleimim. It's beyond words. It's beyond words. It's nisifashtem. What's it like, Mishen? Anyway, I'll go upon him. Let's go back over here. There's Toiv and there's Ra. And the Ra has to be the strongest, and then the Toiv is going to be Koivish that Ra. That's an August Ayichud. Now, there's going to come a time where we're going to understand every chelik of Ra, why it had to be in the Bria, because Ra is going to turn into Toiv. And we all have to be marked at that. Oh, now I know where this guy, I remember when I moved into this house many years ago, which cost me a big $45,000, a house over here. Imagine the real estate then. The next door cost $55,000. And people say, wow, the prices went up. So there was a guy that snitched. First he put on a sheet. Then he snitched that my house is illegal. Kids of the township came. They made me put it. Oh, you can't be must have made a churm of it. The guy that was doing the work snitched. So I was always thinking, why do I have to suffer this through this? Is it going to come a time where I'm going to understand, I'm going to see that guy suffer, and then I'm going to understand, not to, ha, 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 I got your back, not that. But I'm going to understand why I had to go through that, sire. I had to borrow, I didn't have a penny to my name, I had to borrow $10,000. Well, that I never proved it to my name. Sheetrocks, 5 inches, this, all the laws that went on. This is going to come, I'm going to understand why I had to suffer, why this guy did it, and why the Torah is going to be covered. That's what happened by Yitzis Mitzrayim, by Kiryas Yam Suf. It was such an August a Yichud that everybody has to stand in Oibim Vaday. Every year understood why this guy did this to him, and now B'dovash Hazodu Aleim. Tzchav Oynish. Now, what happened then, there wasn't a tremendous Yichud. Everybody saw his own thing, what happened to him. But if everybody would have united together, and everybody would have seen the whole seer of the Koyach Avram, what happened in Mitzrayim, not only what happened to me, what you saw, but I would understand what happened to you because of whatever you and Benegir to that guy Benegir to you. Voltes Giron Azag Gili, we would have said Hashem Melech. But it was felt in the Achdus then. Even though it was Yachad Kul Hoidu Vlichu Vamru, but it was Hoidu Lashanabim and Lichu Lashanabim Vamru. It's Moide Gramban, the beginning of Vayikra. Let's say the Tzibur brings a korban. So you don't have to, the Tzibur brings a korban, is a korban Tzibur. Let's say, the Kleistel makes shutfis. We all bring a korban with shutfis, everybody has to do smicha. She says, what's left? Shutfis or a korban Tzibur? Says, it's different halois. Here we are, let's see in all this room, we're going to do something. So it's shutfis. If we all do shutfis, everybody has to make smicha. But if we can unite that with vayichan, shom negad or like loshen yochid, it's a different halois. That's a different halois. But Kriyas Yam Suf, there was such a tremendous gilui of Bir Ra. Even the ganze Welt, there had to be the Shvalt. And Chalai Yisrael could have been massive if they were Uchid, Ata Echad, Shimcha Echad, Mikam Chayisrael, Goy Echad Ba'ochad, which is Goy Echad Ba'ochad. It's going to be, in the Achaz Hayom, we would understand the whole Gili. But we weren't at that Daga. It was a period of Levovus. So Mela, I was happy with mine, you were happy with yours, you were happy with yours. So Yachad, Kulu Haidu, Vimlich Ba'o, each one said their own Shira. The only that Gili could be the Achaz Hayom. Hashem Yimlech Liyodim Vod. Once went through this when we were talking about Vohya Mishkan Echad. Yodeya Hoya Batsal Tsarfasa Oisir Shbem Nivra Oilam. He knew every koich in the Bria and he put that into the Mishkan. Vohya Mishkan Echad. He chap the achtus of every koich in the Bria and he put that into a chush, into the Mishkan. Achzayom is much more. Not only it's all the koiches in the Bria, but Tschar V'Oinish of anything that ever happened to anybody. It's going to be such a gilui. The Gilui Ayichud will understand what happened to every single person, every single tsar, every single hap, every splinter, every cut, every parking space that you just missed, everything that you that a person wanted and he didn't get, and tsar will understand it. Not only me, you will understand the whole 6,000 year Dika Pilpul, and will understand Ein Oid Mavadi like we never, the Bria never saw, had it before. This Gili happened by Kriyas Yam Suf, Anogas Ayichud. And if only we would have been at that matzav, that we would have said Hashem Melech, ain't kol umu, we would have been told lame. But we had that period. We tried to get it again by Matan Torah. We lost it again. We got a little. We lose it. We get it. Lose it. Avivait a mensch kan vashtein ein oid mulvadoi. This thing over settle over here ain't oid mulvadoi. Who gave it to me? There was a lady that somebody called us from Eretz Yisrael, Lady Leilin doesn't have children. They're coming from America, it's the last chance. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. So we brought them, took care of them. There's a lot of expenses, don't ask, but the tzibur, everybody had a chedek in it. So, v'chula v'chula. Until she, when she realized that it's over, it's not shayach, the doctor told her it's over. She got the gushpanka. I tried to get him by, tried to buy him after Yoyna, and it was still in base, musical base of Leo. I tried to, a guy bought it. I went over to him on Yom Kippur, I'll give you $1,000. Give it to me for this young man. Just them give him a, didn't want, he also didn't have children. But if you take a look in his book, Moshe Miller's book, you see that the one that gave it away, he was the one that got the kid. The one that said the mafioni didn't get the kid. But the one that gave it away, he got it. I couldn't fight that. I'm on the receiving end. When she found out that thing, she lost her mind. She literally lost her mind. The only way she got back to it is that she zeroed in that ain't oid mafadi, this is his rotzo. And she was here over a year. Before she left, she gave this matana. This matana, we hung it up in the wall, it says Shane's sign, ain't oid mafadi, that's what the money. But this lady of Tsugukuma to Menuchas HaNefesh, when she realized ain't oid mafadi, she gave in. She stopped fighting. She gave in. It's an easy thing to give in. Zogach, it's not easy. Oh, but the Einoid Mufadi gave Azar tranquility, Azar relaxation, Azar ruyakate. She sold that with her fingers. This, you know, you do it with, you know, however you do it. And then she gave us this matona. And she said why she gave us this matona. He can't be massive for sustain. I mentioned Zogach Zayn for this Azoga. Oh. It's moed, which can be machted. Any matana was the Eibusha get. If you market it, then that's the key, and I'll be nimshach with that kol. If you stop saying thank you, you're not marketed toiv. You have to be market the toiv that the Eibusha gave us. But Klai saw when the Eibusha gave us Anhogis HaYichud, that would have been the Ashlomah. We weren't marketed. We just weren't marketed. And we said, okay, we know it's going to be lost. If you said Hashem Yimlech, we didn't say Hashem Melech. That's really what happened. That's really why you have to be Maski Yitzchias Mitzrayim, Kilu Ato. Why Nochmo, Nochmo? The Ramchal explains that we were in Mitzrayim, but still we never really 100% got out. It was only Atzolah from Mitzrayim. So it's still Epsazika, so you mask it again and again and again. Whatever you ask for, you got more. Yitzchias Mitzrayim is Rachovat Melech, Kilu Ato. So it's not a play. You're really, really going out the night of Pesach. And that fraction of a second that you had that feeling of happiness. I guess one of my eniklach. Vosukvol zayne mitzrayim? So he said, no. I said, Mr. Frelach, has the zitz yetzit zam mit zaydi? To vestish mitzrayim? See, he smiled. That smile, at rangang by mir in hearts, that gave me another notch. Kilu yotza adem mitzrayim. What I want to see, what they did to Yiddish Einiklach. Baruch Hashem, it's not there. It didn't happen. It's not happening, Baruch Hashem. Kilu Yotza. You have to relive it with as much as you can. Ongelein. Tassan Ong, Tassan Freilach, Ongelein. Loch HaKoyz. Chshuva is here, Ongelein. Nish Ongelein. I can't even tell. It's personal hargation. That's what you have to live through now. We still have. This is the end of Yitzchias Mitzrayim. You should really be happy. And people go through a lot of Netzahs. Kilo Ata Yotza, Ata Yotza, Ata Yotza. And if you could tune it to somebody else's pain, and somebody else was Nitzel, it's more than Hashem Yimlech. It becomes Hashem Melech. It broadens one more Mishpacha. See somebody who's Muching Zech Shidduch, Muching the Panosa, Muching Zech Mit Shalom, whatever, the Mucherai. And the person somehow is getting out of his mess, and you could be say Hoidon that, you're closer to that gili of that Hashem Melech, and everything will fall into place. It's a lot more menegeh to this, but Shena Halbashon, Ben Azmanim, Ben Azmanim. But I just have to tell you one legis. One legis is because dunit by me and kof. I better put away my paper, otherwise I'll keep you here all night. I won't tell you one legis. Do you remember Rav Yaakov Selnick? Do you remember Rav Yaakov Selnick? Remember Rav Yaakov? You remember? Rav Yaakov Selnick was a mind. It was a brilliant mind that's beyond any of our asogas. Just to show you the in the Gashmis Tikkavel, what he is massive. When they landed on Mars, it was a pool. It took a lot of brains to get there, and to bring back rocks from the moon. They let us. He was a brilliant person, nuclear science. He showed us in the equations that he had, the things that he was instrumental in making that machine to go up from here to land on Mars, and to study the stones, send back the pictures, and all these things. He was from those chachom. When the Chernobyl thing happened a few years ago in Pesach, when it exploded, see, the Russian government called the United States. They need help. It was a whole big thing. It's time when you say ceasefire, what they should do, that the whole shouldn't be contaminated. So they called, who do they call? They called Jack. Across the street, Jacob Selnick. They said the computers are shooting out some pages of base information. We're not getting there. They want to know his hashoda without the computer. And according to his hashoda, that's what they're going to do. That's what they did. According to his hashoda, he calculated everything. They gave him everything, the information he had in front of him. And with his hashoda, without a computer. And they did what he said. It's not shaykh. Now, that's the Oilam HaGashmi. The Oilam HaRuchni, from the few people in the Bria, could tell you what a Tanai is. We don't know what Tanai is. Kedushin al-Tanai, Gittin al-Tanai. You know, we just use these maskalas. He could tell you what Tanai means. He could tell you what Breda means. But yes, it's words that we just use. Chalois. We don't even know the word chalois is. Chalois is dirim that fall out of something called chalois. What's a chalois? We don't have words. We don't have the words. This person was mishoited in that world. Dragachova. I told you once. Let me explain something about Dragachova. I told you once that Ragachov was Besoif Yomov. My Rov was one of the Talmidim that was sent from Amei Arik, of Yankov Talibam. He sent 2-3 Talmidim to go to East Ragachov of Bomba Shilas because his Yisurim was so much. And the Gedolim all along with telegrams, they knew what was going on. They sent Gedolim, they told it to send to fight with him alone to get his mind off, which was the only Menucha he had instead of the Yisurim. That pushed away the Yisurim was the Shaklavatai he had. So the Rigorov came in. The Rigorov prepared himself for Marach. And he came in with such a maroch, he started hacking and this and that. And around the table, there were, all the room, there was full of people. People that were from Dvinsk, that one, or wherever the city where he was. And they started talking in the back. So the back, back, still, the Nigerov zok batchonis. Now, what was the pshat? And he blasted the van, called the bus, was the ballo, fabalo bus, can find learn. He didn't, he was, when I made Simcha was nifty, chopshinish vemits in my battle zain. What's the get of that? Let me explain. I had a chavrusa for an hour a day learning Tzofnas Paneach. A chavrusa was somebody that knew the whole Shas, that knew not Lomdis, it's called advanced Lomdis. If you weren't toyim that Tzofnas Paneach, Lomdis, it's a different dimension. It's a different thing. It's not too dinim, it's muskolis, it's the whole Merlin Vukum is in his Gemara. So when he saw a thing, he was, let's take back to Rav Yaakov Selnick. What you're talking is cartoons. The Nigerovs are batchonis. His mind was mishoited. Bligvul, Bligzman, he had no mokum and those. He was mishoited in the Divit Anoiva. Like Zipunu says, when you learn, you have to be mashet, the Chayma, to understand the Muskolis. He understood everything. It's such a Chayma. The Nigerov, he saw everything. It's Shtus Medlokshin. It's nothing. It's Eves V'ayin compared to what Dasog is. Now, that's Rav Yaakov Selnick, Zeichet Zad Gebroch, the Ragachov, Susa Yogan Aleinu, Habaros. We have a Chelik Elakayim Mimal. We are all called Yisrael. We have a Koyach Kisadisim Elakim Batucha. Every one of us, we have such a Koyach Elakai in us. The Chofetz Chaim says, Leisisa, on which pasuk? Leisisa Hashem, Leisisa Hashem, Hashem Alekecha Lashov. Zokta. Leisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha. That's Bikir Bacha Lashov. Atosach Hashem Hashem in Zich. It's the first of the Gittin of Cholamoy Pesach. Macaroons. We're torturing our neshamas. We're doing what those foolish people didn't understand, but you have to do it with Yaakov Selnik. To give him a skolis. Give him a skolis. Just read Sukkah for him. He sees it in a different dimension. What did Ragashava kept him alive? How the corpus shaited and beyond. Is a mensch muz. This, you have to smack yourself on your head 10,000 times. What am I doing with Yom Tovim? Yom Tovim is the time. Moye, betefdem. We had a yetzir from Ra. Was our kolshu of chometz is ma'akit, is isa. Somebody said, Rabbi Shulayb, Rebbe Vifel, that was a chitin for our kolshu of chometz. So Rabbi Shulayb told him, Zog me, was is our kolshu, the shiv and our kolshu, then I'll tell you how much you have to watch yourself. The kolshu of chometz. There's no such, so many zahiris, I got a zahiris, chometz, all of us are Pesach. There's so much going on before. Chometz is also midraise from chatzois before Pesach. There was such a mitzvah. What's the word? It's such a, if you take it in this aspaklaya, that the koich harvra has to be totally eradicated. Yitzia. That means chol yisal chokvet. My kids buy, they broke through. I never had it. First few years I was married, there was nothing else except natural things. The kids grew up. So one kid gave me a bite. Zaydi gives a. The only thing I'll give you is a little wine or raw vegetables. I can't give my kid a zach. That's David. I can't. My house has to live a normal. Every kid has to live orange juice, and the orange juice didn't buy. Apple juice. All these things. I never. It was water. That's what we. Pesach was borscht. What was it? Kartoffel, and that's it. Haitov. Let's not even go into that. But I mentioned trachten, the moed of Pesach, that. The yontif, first of all, of kvisha, of first of yitzia, for that means a kosher chametz, and that you have to throw with agantio, keep away from the surim. Then the kriyas shamsuf, which is anogis hayichud, it's a gilui that you can get einoy mavadi without yisurim. You have to be like that lady that suffered around, that was sewing it with tzrelin, till she sewed out the word einoy mavadi. Yeah, every thread. She did with her hands, with Torah de Mois. So, but you can have it, gesunta hate. Preparing for Kriyas Yamsu, looking through the Midrashim, how many gives we take, Shislach. We put through Shislach, and we dance around Amav Yibonov, go around, everybody in the table, long choo choo train, we go around, going through the Kriyas Yamsu, going through them. And in the middle of the dance, you think it goes in a marshal, that's worth everything. And Hogus Hayichud, that is Matona, was the Epshe Gittus, as a Matona. And of course, Sviz Oimel, we're going further. We're taking a trip. This Chaim says, a Moide Tegu Moshe. He says it's a true story. There were two people that were learning together, and then they both were Anokim. One of them became a doctor, somehow he moved to the side, became a doctor, and the other one became a Rav. The Rav was a Mechus Alech. And the doctor was an Osher Muflik. So they met, after many years they met. He says, listen, you know, we both went together in yeshiva. He says, so of course I would give a cook. I said, he lost his game. So he said like this. So he answered him like this. I was once going on a play. I had to go someplace. I went to a place where they rent horses and wagons. They should take me someplace. So he told me, two copecks, you can go to that place. But I was thinking, he said, why are you going? We had this crazy wagon. Go down over there. You know, you'll see a beautiful wagon. Go there. You don't have to pay. You pay 1.5 kopekas, and they'll take you even further. So I said, thanks a lot, this guy, the Rav says. So he went over to the other place. So he says, yeah, how much is the trip? He says, a kopek and a half, and he's sitting beautiful, a lot of people, because he had a lot more people. It was nice, good. He was about to get on the thing and take his rental. So he says, where are you going? So he's going to the wrong direction. He goes, no. He says, oh, if I wouldn't have asked him, I would have gone off the wrong direction. He says, you got off the wagon and you went in the wrong direction. Baruch Hashem, I'm in the right direction. But I'm in the right direction. We're going on a trip. Trip starts. Box one is Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Box two is Kriyas Yamsuf. A couple of boxes we got to go through until we get to Mount Torah. Then we go to Eretz Yisrael. Tos Chamesh. has to tune into these moyedim, to these rich moments, and don't be a shoyter that's ma'abed kol mashu nois and loy. I did nothing to sell the vibe in the kinder was a daffin. Okay, but now, tomorrow, it's Erev Yontif. Tomorrow it's Erev Yontif. It's a great tzuh, take the medrashim, and then you'll be able to sit by the suda and be meshtasheh with your beautiful family, even if you're a boch, whatever you have, you share with them the mamori chazal, umalat this duch, and how happy you are. And then, of course, if you could stay up, you should stay up, don't be lazy. How many times did Lang left that bench? And you stay by Kriyas Shamsut, you'll say the hallow, you'll say Ozzy Yosha, that your hearts should be pounding away. The Masham brings down in his Chuvis that he says that he saw a person, that this person says he was in the room with the Baal Shem Tov on Thursday, and from one part of the room to the other room, you heard his heart banging already. You heard the beep, beep, why? Because Shabbos is coming. The Masham, what do you think? I mentioned was Lemduchan. Your heart should skip two beats when you say Oz Yosha. The problem is by in Vesika Minyan, it goes fierce. You have to, it's Kedai, okay, it's just Aloch, but you have to Lebeduch to Oz Yosha. Go as much as you can. Of course, Shia Shirim, Shekenim, Shekespil. The guest that fake is that Shaykh. Lord Hashem should bench us all. Just like we went out of Mitzrayim, and we're still in the Matzav of Yetzirah. We should be zoicha, and we should have the Kriyas Shamsuf, and it's all and it's all good, and it's all good, and it's all good. Jetzt kann ich auch mal. I'm not the one that's calling the shots. I can't. I never heard the Rebbe say you can't. You think you have to somebody else's feelings, you can't. Myself? Fine. I was the one that learned with the Mechanusa. I have a whole silver Netzil Sidaim cup from him, my donor. I use it only on Pesach, because I learned with the Mechanusa. I spent a lot of time with it, but then you have to thin down. You need maintenance and this and that. Chaim Toiv Molushona. Alright. Look, I'm niggin, and then you see some sound. I love niggin, niggin.
They say Hashem Melech. Hashem Melech means that you understand everything, every koyach of ra, the prat, the klal, how everything stems, why everybody had to go through everything, and to see that there's only one Ratzon that really exists.
You see that more in Hashem Melech than Hashem Melech?
Hashem Melech, I see it right now. All the Yamim split, everybody saw their thing, but I didn't see yours, you didn't see mine. So really wasn't Hashem Melech, it was Hashem. We know there will be Hashem Yimlech.
Maybe it was everybody together.
No, it wasn't, because they said the Hoidu from Lich Vomer was Lashon Rav. It wasn't Tzam. You see, even the Yachad, Hoidu from Lich Vomer, they still said it was everybody, we just sang it together. But it wasn't my Asoga, it was your Asoga. And we all, so by Yechad, that's what they tried by Ram Nassim, that's what happened. After Reis Ladas, Hashem Elokim Einoid, how did that happen? Because by Yechad Shombet, it was Achdus. Once it's Achdus, there's a total Chalois of Einoid Mavad.
They still lost it. They lost it.
Chet Ego. English books.
Chet Ego is the spirit or stuff?
Of course, the Pavi Vak is not for it. Of course it is. Of course it is. There's no bigger period than that. Chet Egel is Kitzitz Benetiz. What's Kitzitz Benetiz? Ach, Kitzitz Benetiz. You have a tree. There's one trunk coming out. There's millions of branches. On Asher leaves. It's Noid of Oyem. Then all of a sudden, Kitzitz Benetiz, you take off a branch and you plant it. You make it Fazich. That's what happened. So that is Avodah Zarah. Is that? There's another Koyach. You have to go to do whatever the problem was. But that's really what happened. So, but if Christ would have been all Mu'uchad, yeah.
Do you want to
eventually
I have a question like this. It's really a four-part question. There's a guy in Howell who says he has a paraduma.
Oh, I heard about this.
Here's a brown part.
I had a Shiloh. I had a four-part Shiloh if I should take my kids to see the paraduma. First question is that the guy was a frum kid, went to the Tzal, and went for the Derech, and he spews kefira. So the first
he says kefira.
So it bothers me that the Eivishter is giving the paraduma, either you give it to a frum yid, there's plenty of frum farmers, or you should give it to a guy. But if you give it to a kaifa, the Eivishter is giving the paraduma to a kaifa. That's part number one. That's four parts of my shayla.
Hey.
Part number two bothers me is Lakers full of Tamil Chum. Why are all the Talmid Chum lining up in Havel to go check out the Paraduma? Why'd the Rebbe go? Number two. My third child is that, what was my third child of Allah? My third child is, what happened if he's 2 years old now, where was he when he was born? And then my question is, if let's say we're going to go take the kids to go see the Paraduma, so by us Mashiach is Mashiach, right? So if let's say it's not a Paraduma, so making Galactus from the whole Mashiach, right? It's like a joke.
But
is it better to go see a fake Paraduma that a Kaifa made into a Paraduma for attention, or is it better to go see the Hippopotamus?
The Hippopotamus, I don't know. But the Paraduma, I would think if it was really a red Paraduma, and it was, if the guy just would have taken his jacket, put in the Paraduma, it's really possible. So there's no way you can know if the paraduma is kosher, especially if it says it's a brown paraduma. There's also nothing of that. But when I was almost 40 years ago, I went with Amnason to get a shepsel for Korban Pesach. So we took the two grades from the cheder. I learned the mumim, and we picked out a shepsel for the thing. It brought it so much mechush, you can't be masik. If it would have been this also was a year that wasn't flown. But it was a shepsel. It wasn't paraduma, but it brought it alive. Definitely, if it would have been a red paraduma, it would have been a big zacht of lovely. It would have been a bachush. Okay, this person has to be a koifa. Don Ben Asina was.
So, should we go?
I don't know. He
should
says
it's brown.
It
what
should
we go check
it out?
What is
the color of a paraduma?
What?
Paraduma is not red. Oh, paraduma is brown?
Okay, I don't know the halachas, I can't say it, I don't know, none of it's kosher, not sure. But I would think that it would definitely be a big
amount. So are you going to check it out?
I'm not going to check it out, I have my mahalo.
After Pesach?
I'm not there, I have so much homework.
Should I take my kids?
I would think so. If you're taking it, is that a hippopotamus, I would think that. It's definitely not Leah. You do your homework and you learn a few little halachas of it. He showed them the grace guide for
paraduma. Well, that's not the paraduma.
Okay, so that's something else. But if look at that, I don't know, by the hippopotamus, we all know that it is a hippopotamus. If it isn't,
that's why it's better to go with hippopotamus. Then you know for sure this is not.
Sure. Okay, but if it is, I'm saying if it is,
the biggest thing
left. But if it's not, if you already know that it's not, then.
Okay, but he says you have to know halachas. Brown is also called. I don't know the halachas. He has
to.
That's the fact that he's not from is not right. With the, we bought it off Dom Ben Asilo with how much money?
It looks like a bar. He wrote on it. People got over there. Who cares? It looks like a bar. That's a cool place. A bar.
I don't agree with that. This is what it looks like. Wait, do we know what it looks like?
So that's something else. But if you turn it duch, and this is some sort
Rather
of...
The first thing the kid is going to say is, Tarek's not red. The first thing he's going to bring
is... So then that's a problem. That's a bzunder problem. But if it is a parah aduma, if it goes through halachas and it's yes, somebody like a Moshe Heinemann or somebody like David Cohen, that's meshoitet and everything, and they know everything about everything, and they'll tell you if this is yeah parah aduma, not parah aduma, I would take a whole school down there. If it was a parah aduma, I would take it. It's a muna b'chush. I mean, you see, this, that, okay, it has to be puzzled, this, that, whatever. But if it's something that's a striking thing.
What could you do with a parah aduma if Mashiach is not here?
Nothing. There's only 10. There's only going to be 10. We so far had 9. There's going to be one more.
You mean if this is a paraduma, then Mashiach has to come?
No. I want nothing. No, no.
I mean, it could be more cows. It won't be one more carbon. Yeah. It could be more cows than
I don't know. I don't know. But there could be one. Could be millions of parts. But one more is going to be good. That's going to be done. The Rambam brings a halacha. Two places the Rambam brings a halacha. It's Viva Mashiach Mel V'Menu. Ram says one place says over there by Paradum. So okay, that's a Zodashmos, but if it is, it's a chizik in the morning. I would think so. You can do whatever you want.